It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Urbana's Market at the Square begins its 30th season tomorrow at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Market at the Square is one of the state's oldest and largest farmers markets. Located downtown at the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, it opens each Saturday morning at 7 and runs until noon from the first Saturday in May through the first Saturday in November. Market Director Lisa Braltz is here with me in the studio this afternoon to talk about Market at the Square and tomorrow's opening. This is a wonderful sign of spring.
I know. And actually, today the banners, the big street banners that are up in the market area just went up today and they're brand new. So I feel like that really is a sign that we can turn that page on the calendar and get into market season.
Okay. What was the market like in 1979?
Well, I wasn't there in 1979, but from what I've heard, at least one of the vendors who is still selling at our market is there now. It's the son of a vendor, but it's the same produce farm. It was very small. The market has always been in or around Lincoln Square, or now Lincoln Square Village, but it's changed hands several times. Sometimes when it started, it was run by this group of farmers. Then it was run by Lincoln Square's management. It's been run by the predecessor to the Urbana Business Association, and the city took hold of it, I guess, in probably 1997 or 98, and we've had it since then.
Was it popular from the outset?
I think so. But it was very small. You know, you had a few produce vendors, maybe one or two arts and crafts vendors. In fact, there was an arts and crafts vendor who retired finally last year. She's like 85 years old, and she was out there last year, and she won't be back this year. She did potholders, and she was telling me a few stories last season about how the market started and what it was like. And it was very small. And even when I moved here in 1996, the market was only 1.5 rows of the parking lot. And now we take up the entire parking lot pretty much.
So how many vendors are registered for this year's season?
I think I have registered my 99th vendor before I came to your studio today. That doesn't mean 99 vendors will all be there tomorrow. And many of them, particularly certain produce vendors, won't be there until June or July. But last year we had about 150 registered vendors, so we're keeping pace with last year.
No sweet corn tomorrow.
No sweet corn tomorrow. Lots of asparagus tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
It's going to be a good asparagus year, I think.
What else might we find tomorrow?
Well, after speaking with vendors, there's going to be Swiss chard. We'll have some folks with green onions, several different kinds of salad mix. Baby bok choy came up when I talked to a few vendors. Very, 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 I almost feel bad saying this, limited strawberries. I know of one vendor who might have a few. Shiitake mushrooms from one vendor. And then almost everybody who does eggs, meat, and goat cheese will also be at the market tomorrow.
Okay, good eggs at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And I hope visitors will look for the WILL booth.
Yes, you guys will be there tomorrow.
And throughout the season, we'll be there from 8 a.m. until noon. Last month, the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District said baked goods sold at the market would have to be prepared in a district-certified kitchen. Can you bring us up to date on how the market and vendors of baked goods are dealing with the health district's new rule?
Sure. This happened, the ruling you're talking about, we heard about 3 weeks ago. So it really didn't give people a whole lot of time to prepare. And this came down on independent bakers who had been baking at home. Unfortunately, there are a few people who won't be back, particularly produce vendors whose mothers or grandmothers sent along a few pies for them. They won't be back. It's just too much hassle for them to go find a certified facility. But several of the vendors that you've come to know over the years will definitely be back this year. If not tomorrow, then certainly by the end of May, I expect that these vendors will be back. I have to say that the community has been extremely generous. Several people have opened up their kitchens and have offered to let these vendors use their kitchens. Everybody that I know of who's planning on coming back is either working with a church kitchen or a local business. And I think that really says a lot about our community.
Yeah, I know that the owner of the Great Impasta, now located at Lincoln Square, has offered his kitchen overnight, which makes me think about the potential. He's planning on offering breakfasts on Saturdays.
Yes. My understanding is that Harold Alston the restaurant will be open and breakfast will be available. And I know he really wants to focus on seasonal produce and foods found at the market for these breakfasts. So I haven't talked to him about it for a few weeks, but I think after I leave here, I'll check in with him and see what he's going to have tomorrow.
Very good. Is all the produce at the market organically grown?
No. As of now, we have two certified organic producers where everything they do is organic. We have a producer whose fruit is certified organic. That would be Prairie Fruits Farm, Blue Moon Farm, and Tamanoose Farm are the other two certified organic producers. But when these growers are growing by conventional methods, that doesn't necessarily mean that they spray heavily or use really sort of conventional agricultural methods. There, you'll see signs where it says, no, we don't spray or grown using natural methods. Mm-hmm. Organic certification is expensive, and some people don't want to do that.
Yeah. Talk to them. Talk
yes,
to the farmer.
Yes, absolutely. I encourage dialogue. I like information. I like that information exchange between patron and vendor. And, you know, sometimes they're really busy, but I think in most cases, all of them are more than willing to answer questions about their premises and how they do their business.
Yeah. Does all the produce come from Illinois?
Yes, that is a requirement. And I actually am going out to every single produce vendor's place this year, even if they've been inspected before. And I want to go take pictures and just see things for myself, not because I don't believe them, but because, again, I really believe in, we're sort of the gateway. People trust what's at the market, and I want to be able to see it for myself. And I also want to be able to talk about it and help the vendors market themselves, you know, using photographs. And we have a blog for the market that, you know, I update, Twitter, other things mm-hmm. where people can sort of access that information from a lot of different places.
Okay. Well, tell us about Sprouts at the Market.
Sprouts at the Market is our child nutrition and farm linkage programming. So it's geared. Last year's programming ended up, we sort of defaulted to a younger age group than I think we had planned. So we're shooting for ages 4 to 10. And what it is this year we'll have four events and using a curriculum that's being developed by a University of Illinois dietitian, dietetic student. She's not a dietitian yet. She's working on it. She's close. Her name's Jen Hewitt. So she'll be developing this curriculum about nutrition. And last year we did a healthy trick-or-treat, for example, right around Halloween. We did an event in the summer that was food color groups and what kinds of vitamins those particular foods had. And it was also a way to get kids to try foods that they might not have otherwise tried. Last year I saw kids chowing down on these really long red beans, you know, that were grown on a local farm. And the farm linkage portion, the part where they meet the farmer, the part where they learn that food does not come from the grocery store but is actually grown by people, and in the farmer's market case is grown by people who live nearby, that to me is a wonderful thing. I like seeing kids meet the person who grew their strawberries. So yeah. We'll have four events this year, one in May, one in July, one in August, and one in October. And we did receive a grant from the Illinois Department of Agriculture to promote those events using television advertising. So you might see some advertising around about those events. And we're working with the schools and also with the WIC program to try and encourage more kids to come.
Okay. Quick word about the market and dogs.
Dogs are allowed. We've had a lot of people ask us about dogs. We did create policy this year just so that people knew what was expected of their dogs. It'll be available on our website, which is www.city.urbana.il.us/market. But basically, use your common sense and remember that the market is not necessarily a good place to bring your dog to socialize your dog.
Okay. Also, probably the easiest way to find you is just to put in your browser and into Google, Urbana Market at the Square.
Yep. It'll come up right away. It'll come up right away. We do have a lot of other social networking tools that we use. And if you go to that website, the city website, they'll all be on the right-hand side of your screen.
Very good. Lisa Braltz, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Market at the Square is one of the state's oldest and largest farmers markets. It opens tomorrow for the 30th season. It opens at 7 and runs until noon, beginning tomorrow and running through the first Saturday in November.